Merry Christmas. The holidays are tough, especially if you've recently lost a loved one. My first Christmas without Babe was the toughest one for me. She loved Christmas. She'd start playing Christmas carols nonstop on November 1 and continue right on through Christmas Day. She'd start slow, adding an ornament here and an ornament there. And by Thanksgiving Day, the house gave off a festive holiday look. If she had a favorite Christmas carol, it was O Holy Night by Josh Groban. I'd play Michael Martin Murphy's Cowboy Christmas album. She'd tell me she didn't like it. Then she'd wink and say, "Go ahead, Ray, play it. I know you like it." It was a joke between us. It's different now. I put up Christmas lights draped over a floor lamp. Don't laugh. It looks pretty good, and I'm saving a tree. I have the manger scene up, and the three wise men are making their journey toward the stable. The first Christmas after her death, it was difficult for me to listen to Christmas music. I made myself do it. Now, I wait until December to play Christmas music. I make sure I listen to some Christmas music every day. I think it's good mentally for me. On Christmas, I go to a daughter's house to celebrate with my daughter and her family. We'll go to Christmas Eve Mass. The family is very nice to me. I feel loved there. They'll hang a stocking and fill it with good things. I hope Santa's good to me this year. I enjoy myself and smile and join in. No pity party here. However, there is still a hole that I've accepted that will never be filled. I think that's the way it is with us who have lost someone we love very deeply. I'm grateful for the Christmas joy Bray brought to me. I have good memories. That's what I'll hold on to. Hold on tight to the good memories that you have. They'll warm you on a frosty night. Above all, remember love wins. It always wins. Love will heal your wounds, but it will also leave the scars to remind you of the strength that you have. Wishing you a joy-filled Christmas and a New Year's overflowing with healing, love, friends, and surprise treasures.